Thank you for calling Omax Help. My name is Chase. I am the supervisor on floor. How may I help you?
Yes, actually someone had me on hold. I don't know what happened. Actually to hold on, and then I was on hold for about 6 or 7 minutes, and then here you come. But let me just go over it again. I was calling because I wanted to know if you guys could track the order that I've made, and the person asked all of the information and said her computer was moving a little bit slow. Could I hold on for just a second? Okay, so yes, so I'm wanting to check the status.
Okay, I got you. Okay, well, I do apologize there for that if there was a delay. Let me see if I can pull up the information there for you and get that information. I do have your phone number here. Usually that is attached to the account. What would be the first and last name on the account?
Delisa Jones.
Okay, Ms. Jones. Let's see if I can locate you here.
And please, if you don't mind, don't place me on hold. If you need to do anything, I'll just stay right here live on the line.
Okay, sure. Yeah, no problem. I'll be with you. I usually don't. Honestly, I don't. I kind of like to say with customers, I'm not really one to hit the pause button much.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I do see, Ms. Jones, what maybe the last agent was referring to. It looks like the system is going slow there. It's not like it's loading. Let me see. Bear with me one moment here. Let me get... I'm going to go into a chat here to see if maybe there's... already maybe some reported issues or some kind of something going on with the system maybe that they know of already, maybe. Here. Lomax. And I'm just trying. I'm communicating here with our tag team, letting them know what's going on with the issue that I'm having here. See if they can kind of help me get through this. Let's see. Looks like it did load for me there. Let me see if I can enter my password now. Just took a long, long, long time, but let's see. Password. Let me see if I can get a way around that. And I do apologize for this, Ms. Jones, here. This is
no worries.
What's going on with our systems here this morning. Happen to be the first customer I've spoke with this morning, so I definitely do apologize. It's starting off rough for us here. think I've got our password issue solved here. I just got to get that reset for me there. Let me reach out back to my supervisor for that. I take Guru here. Let's see where okay, all right, so they're going to reset my password here. We're going to get that signed in. Looks like the system is up and running. Looks like we just had a technical issue there. Well, something to do with sign-ins and the loading screens, but looks like they've got that corrected. Good thing that they have got that corrected this early in the morning, and it wasn't the busy part of the day. While we're waiting there, I'm sorry, Ms. Johnson. Tell me a little bit more about the issue there that we were having when we do get signed in here and able to start looking at the account.
Okay, so there is no issue. I'm just wanting to track the package.
Okay.
Get confirmation on when I may be expecting the package.
Okay. Do you remember about what day it was that you made the order for that? Or was it on like an auto shipment?
No, I actually went online. I think it was, I want to say Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, Monday or Tuesday.
Order.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, they should. If there is a tracking number available on the site there, they should have that up there. So we should be able to reach that for you as soon as we get logged in. There should definitely be a tracking number. Usually the packages, what happens there with our warehouse, they're picked up through all the packages, all the products, everything comes from Lewiston, Maine. So they're picked up from the warehouse from FedEx. And then FedEx usually makes the handoff to your local post office, and then they make their final delivery. So it usually is delivered by USPS, United States Postal Service. But the mail carrier throughout the route would be the FedEx.
Okay.
being that you just made the order Monday. I'm assuming if we do have any tracking information, it's probably going to be still the FedEx tracking information. We may have the final stamp that they have already handed it off to the post office, which usually that's the last stamp that the FedEx has handed off to the local post office. Usually it's, only a day or two that the customer receives it after that. Are resetting my password now. They just let me know they're working on it. Need those anymore. That though. Okay. All right. They have reset my password. Let's see if this works here. Let's try it. It's going to be... All right. Where's that symbol? There it is. All right, there we go. I am logged in. Oh, and of course it wants me to create a new password as soon as I get logged in. So bear with me one more moment. I'm sorry, I gotta create a new password now for the system here.
I think I'll just have to call back.
Are you sure? We're signed in there. I'm ready to go here. All I have to do is pull up the information here for you.
If you're ready to go at this point, then let's try to get it done. But if not, I'm going to have to call back.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, like I said, I do apologize. I had to reset my password there, and then I also have to, we had our system issue, which was,
I understand.
System related, but yeah, we can definitely look up your account. I can pull up the information, see what the tracking says, and we'll go from there. Let me see. We'll need phone number, campaigns. Copy. Oh, Ms. Jones, okay, looks like we have two different orders from you, maybe two different accounts in the past. Let me see which one's the most active or the most recent orders from you. 718, so that definitely would not be that one. Let me go back to the other one. Yep, there's the new one. That was Shopify, so it was online. So let's go to online. Shopify. USPS tracking shows delivered.
I thought something may have been funny because the postal worker put a key in my mailbox to one of the larger boxes on a unit.
When I opened the unit
with that key, it's empty. There's nothing there.
Oh, I see. Did you speak to anyone there? Maybe perhaps they just gave you the wrong key, you know? Maybe it was, you know, it's one box over, you know, maybe or something like that?
No, I haven't spoken to anybody because it's the mail person, and I did not see the mail person when they put the key in there.
Sure, of course, I see. Yeah, when I do the tracking history, it says March 19th, 2020, 3:38 p.m., it was delivered parcel locker. It was delivered at the parcel locker.
The item was delivered to the parcel locker. It was a key in my box. It was a key in my mailbox on yesterday. And when I tried that key, that box is empty. And that's the only key that was in my box. And it was empty.
I see.
There was nothing there.
Okay. I see. Yeah, I would have definitely spoken with the post office there to see if maybe they have.
I couldn't have spoken with the post office because it was put in my box on yesterday. The key was put in my box on yesterday, and when I got home late yesterday evening, the post office was not open, and I was wondering why would they put the key in my box, and I was expecting this package, so that's why I wanted to call and track the package.
Right.
So what do I do in this instance? Because there was nothing in the box.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Well, for this instance there, since it is a first-time shipment, every first-time order there, we're going to go ahead and do a courtesy reshipment for you. We do want you to make sure that you do get to try the product and you do get to test that out and see the benefits of that. So I'm going to go ahead and do a reshipment for you. Same exact order, you know, I have to pay anything. It's, you know, no shipping, no recharge or anything like that. It's completely free on your part, but we're just going to reship that order out to you again. Be the same exact products, same shipping time frame, same shipping method, still goes to the same post office, same post box. So, you know, if you do want to speak with that post office, let them know that, hey, you know, I had a mistake last time, you know, I explained the situation to them. So they understand that, you know, this definitely does not need to occur a second time.
Okay, because I was just wondering, was it a way that you guys could make some type of emphasis in regards to that? Because if the postal person is taking things or misplacing things or something like that, then somebody needs to actually get involved. Mm-hmm. And say something. I will indeed contact the post office, however.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, definitely the post office should be alerted there. At least some type of management should know. But, I mean, we're not accusing, you know, but it may not be the local. It could, like I said, it could just be a simple mistake with the wrong key, the wrong box. They could be sitting there in a completely separate box. Nonetheless, we're still going to do a reshipment for you, even if that is the case. But, like I said, I would still advise, you know, speaking to management there and letting them know the situation just to kind of see, you know, if you get some more details as to what exactly happened and, you know, what's going on and alert them to know that what's going on as well. Okay. I'm doing the reshipment for you here now as we speak, though, Ms. Jones. I'm just getting that process so we can get that out back out to you. Order.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. No problem at all. Order.
How many days was that? Did you say it was the 18th when I ordered that?
Your order date. Let me go back to that screen.
I'm sorry. I'm just wondering the estimate of how many days it had taken.
March 16th was your order date. March 16th, it shows.
Okay, so it'll take another 3 days before I actually get it.
Yeah, okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Okay. And what was the last thing I needed there? Copy. Okay. All right, Ms. Jones. So I've got that process for you there. So we're going to reship that order out for you there free of charge. You'll see that, you know, in the next 3 to 4 days at the most. And hopefully, you know, like I said, you can still speak to this post office. You have the, do you have the tracking number for that first one, the USPS tracking number?
I do not. Hold for me just a moment. Can you give that to me?
I can, sure. I can, absolutely.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Let me find it here.
Okay.
Oh, never mind. Let me put it in my phone.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Tracking number for this is going to be, it's a long one here, just to warn you. But the tracking number is 2001046216119.
Okay, let me just call it back.
Sure.
I have 20.
No, I'm sorry. I messed up. Yeah, I wanted to apologize. I messed up at the beginning. So it should read at the very beginning. It starts with the 9, the number 9. So it just starts off 9200, and then it goes in into the 190.
Okay.
So 9200. And there's no 2 in the front, just 9200.
Okay. If I want to delete the 20, I'm gonna have to delete the entire number. So I'll just have to
remember not
to
call
that.
Oh no! Can you
move
your cursor or something?
Let me start
here. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Let me just start here. It's 9200100131 8. Oh, let's just start over there.
No, we've got 9. We'll go back again. 9200.
Okay.
00.
Okay.
You have that's a good part. 9200. Then you have 190. Just 10 there. 190. Then 131. Then you have 860. Then you have 446. Then you have 296, and you have 119.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. You got that?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Good deal. No problem. No problem. No problem at all.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll get that one out to you as soon as we possibly can there for you. I apologize that one is somehow, you know, didn't make its way to you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. I did want to mention before I let you go, of course, anyone that calls our service line, we always have a sale running. Today is for the Omax vitamin D3, the, you know, sunshine in a bottle.
I just want to get the things that I've ordered thus far, and
sure.
It right now.
No
Thank
problem
you.
At all. Thank you again for calling Omax Help. I do hope you have a great rest of